This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Ref. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time on a Tuesday here in the first week of August. Hope that you're enjoying yourself at work, where I'm coming on the air to help you through your workday and to help you get some knowledge and some blessings from the Lord. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. And you can also get me at david@revministries.com. We have plenty of websites you can visit, revministries.com, revmedianetwork.com, revmedia publishing. We do a lot of things. So just for you to know, we're still working on all of our audios and all our stuff online. So when you go online, there's plenty of archives that you can listen to. You can visit with Dana as well on his site, One Radio USA. You can listen to his shows. And another thing about Dana, it's like he gives a lot of information out there, and he gives a lot of stuff that we normally would probably hear a week after he reports it on his show. He does his job in researching. And today there was an article in the Yahoo News that was about the post office not being able to make their bills. Well, if you've been listening to the station here on Rev Media Network or listening to Dana's show, 2 weeks ago, he reported that. 2 weeks ago, he made the fact known that the post office was going in debt and they were going to have to issue IOUs. We've played that show, and I've heard it 5 or 6 times since he's done that show. And I've heard it as recently as that last night. And then this morning, Yahoo brings out that here's a great report that's coming out. So Dana does his he got his feelers out there. He's finding out information. He does his research. He does what he got to do. So tonight, he comes on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So if you have time, I want you to take some time and listen to him after you eat your dinner. See what he's doing. Amen. Well, today's show is on faith. It's our day of faith. And I want to make sure all of y'all know the days that we do things. Mondays and Fridays is relationships. And you get to hear my little song I do. And then we'll also do faith on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, we're dedicated this month to leadership, and that's with Pastor Mike Salazar. We've been getting a lot of good reports, a lot of good people listening and tuning in. Our numbers have gone up since we've been focusing on certain things on certain days. And then Thursdays is missions, and I promise this week I'll definitely have someone available that we can talk about missions. I know that we've had a lot of interest on missions. We're currently getting involved in different types of missionary work, and we really believe in using the native, the local person in their own country. It makes it a whole lot of sense, a whole lot better than just sending someone from outside. We can afford to send someone for less than $30-$40 a month. They're out there doing the gospel in India, China, all these places. So we're going to give you some information on the website on that, and we're going to partner with some people and help put together a Bible school as well. So our ministry, as you know, is Revelation Ministries. We try and reveal the Word of God to you, but not only that, we try and minister to you in all areas of the way, through radio, television, through books. Today's topic is dependent on God. Dependent on God. A lot of us are dependent on a lot of other things, but most of us aren't dependent on God. So when I talk about dependencies, when I talk about being dependent on God, we have to think of ourselves. What are we dependent on? Yesterday, if you listened to the show, you would have heard something that I want to repeat today. It was a beautiful, beautiful subject. Some of y'all listened, but some of y'all didn't. I was looking at the numbers, and I was hoping to see more numbers on our relationship day. Now, Mondays and Fridays, I tell you what, I know what a busy Monday is, and I know what a get out of here as quick as I can Friday is. So I don't blame you if y'all don't listen on Mondays and Fridays. But that is the day we do relationships. That is the day that we actually put together good shows on relationships, shows that are going to minister to you and touch your life, shows that are going to help you with your marriage and help you get out of a hell. If you're in a hell of a marriage right now or hell of a relationship, we're going to help you. We're going to help figure out what's going on and we're going to do good things with the Word of God. So remember our bell. Whenever you hear that bell, that means I want you to remember this. That means I want you to understand and take the deeper look into things. Yesterday we talked about soul ties. We talked about the good soul ties, and we talked about the bad soul ties. So for you that missed it, it's on the archives. If you go into redmedianetwork.com, you go to our host, and you go to my archives underneath me of my picture, you will see yesterday's show. And I'm just reminding myself to open up my chat room so those that are able to see the chat room underneath your browser for Chatango, I am on it right now, just logging in. That way we can chat with each other. So if you have any questions, you may have a prayer request, you don't want us to call in or anything, totally understand. It's totally private. This is a message between me and you, and we chat back and forth. Not everybody can see this window. When we start a conversation, it's an individual window with each other. So yesterday was about soul ties. I took two scriptures, and I taught on both of them. One was in Samuel 18:1, and it was a soul tie between David and Jonathan, a good soul tie, a soul tie that was to promote, protect, preserve, a soul tie that want to encourage and see success in their lives. Now, don't you want a spouse like that? Don't you want someone that has your interests above their interests? Now, that was the soul tie between David and Jonathan. Even in Jonathan's death, David still honored him and made sure that his only grandson was able to be able to give him back the kingdom and different riches and stuff to him. He wanted to find someone from the house of Jonathan, and he did. Now, in 2 Samuel 13, we went through 1 through 18, and we went and told you it was like an L.A. Law episode. Special Victims Unit. Amnon basically raped his sister Tamar, and even though he loved her with all his heart, even though he was crazy about her, the love was saturated with sin. Remember we talked about, and I have to give you a bell on this one, remember we talked about truth. You can't build truth out of lies. You can't make things true when it's a lie. If you base it on sexual presence, if you base it on serving someone besides God, if you put lies into a relationship, those lies create sin and not truth. We have to believe what we believe. And the thing is, your emotions, your habits, everything comes out of your belief mechanism in your mind. And I'm not talking about your brain. I'm talking about the essence of your being, your mind, what you hold to, what you believe in, what you see. Now, when Amnon and Tamar got done with the whole thing, he threw her out. We talked about Amnon being able to first know he was doing wrong by trying to talk himself out of it. In verse 2, trying to talk about him not doing anything to his sister because he knows it was wrong and she was a fair and beautiful woman. Then we went to where he was about to walk away, like most of us should be walking away. And then his friend called him back in to plot a plot. And then he put his plot into action, and then he went into sin. We will be disillusioned, and we will be disgruntled. We will destroy our own destiny when we give into our emotions and our spontaneous desires. Sexual sin is a spontaneous self-gratification. So my friends, if you missed that show yesterday, I'm telling you, it was good. It was deep. I want you to go into the archives and click on it. Yesterday's date was the 3rd of August. It's right there. It talks about relationship and soul ties. But what I want to bring into today's topic, it's about dependencies. We talked about yesterday exposing lies that we believe, and that the controlling lie is a circumstance lie. It's a lie of controlling a person, that they're always helpless or they're always a victim and they're always dependent on other people. And that's the reason I'm bringing up yesterday's show, which is to let you know that a person that requires to have someone, their needs met, a person that requires that they're the attention and everybody sees their suffering, a person that can see that they're always complaining that they'll never get out of it. He will not let me go, or I will not get out of it. I can't make it on my own. These are dependency issues. Dependency issue personalities. And it's sad. It's sad because a lot of people are in there. A lot of people. Well, I can't leave at this job. This is all I can get. Oh, well, this is the clunker I have to drive. I can't get anything more. You allow your circumstance to dictate your destiny. Now, I'm not trying to get all psychological on you. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. We have to have the Romans chapter 8, 28 attitude. And that is the overcomer attitude. That is the attitude where I can get over circumstances. That all things work for good to them that are called according to his purpose. Yes, my friends, you were called. In Matthew 16, it tells you to go into the world and preach the gospel. You were called. Everybody says, well, I don't know if I'm called to do the work of an evangelism. I don't know if I'm called to do the work of a pastor. Well, my friends, you are called to win souls. I know it's not Mission Thursday, and I know it's not Outreach Thursday. But that's our Mission Outreach music. Souls should be the cry of your heart. Amen? Souls should be in your mind at all times. What do you depend on, my friends? Some depend on alcohol. Some even depend on cigarettes, nicotine. There's an addiction. It's a draw. It's a pull. It keeps you sometimes, my friends, from seeing the true thing you're supposed to be dependent on, which is God. It keeps you from doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And that's following God, my friends. That's following God. I'm going to play you a quick promotion about our ministry. It's about my book. Why ain't you bought it yet? It's a good book. Be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. RevMinNetwork will be able to get you to where you gotta go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Amen. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. God bless you. Thank you for staying on the air with us. We're just playing some infomercials about our ministry, Revelation Ministries, which brings you this great show, Midwatch with the Rev. Hey, we're thinking about doing some television soon. I hope that some of y'all can tune into that. We're possibly going to be doing this in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to be on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock on this network, Rev Media Network, on the television channel. So we're planning to do some either. We're probably going to do it live, but we may end up doing it recorded for the first couple of times just to get the lighting and everything correct. And then once we got all that going right, then we'll go ahead and do it completely live. That's our goal. We're building a studio again for the television. It's going to be downstairs, just outside the church sanctuary. We have plenty of room there, and we're going to try and start utilizing our gifts and our talents for God. That's the go. That is the go, my friends. That's the go, to try and get that going and try and make things happen in all ways, my friends, in all ways, in everything, in all things. We do it for God. Amen. Amen. Dependencies. Many people have them. Many people have them. Whether it's you're dependent on television, you may be dependent on shows, that you've got to see this episode, that you've got to see this thing work out on this relationship that's on television, whether it's your soap opera, your novella, whatever you want to call it, your wrestling, whatever you want to see. It can be considered a dependency. Why? Anything that exalteth itself against God can be a dependency. Anything that you allow yourself to take your control over you. What did we cover yesterday? We said there was no such thing as a person controlling you, but only people that allow themselves to be controlled. My friends, let me tell you this right now. Stop lying to yourself. If you're dependent on alcohol, you're an alcoholic. If you're a chain smoker, you're dependent on nicotine. If you're on narcotics, drugs, then you know you're an addict. Some people are dependent even on destruction. Even on destruction. Can you believe that? That they are not happy in a happy relationship. Kind of defeats the purpose of trying to get a good relationship is when they're not happy in a happy relationship. They got to see strife. They've got to see anger. They got to see discord. They got to see everything that they can see. They have to see it. And it's sad. Open your Bibles, please, to Psalms 42, 1 through 2. And this is I'm trying to get the emotion out of this. I'm trying to get the desire out of this, the wantingness out of this. And it has an interesting word here that I like. In Psalms 42, verse 1, it reads, "As the deer panteth, or as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continue You can tell I'm a Texan. Wow. While they continue to say unto me, where is thy God? My friends, Psalms 42, 1 through 3 talks about a man that is dependent and in need of being in contact with God. It is about someone that wants God so bad that no matter what, he compared his longing for God, his desire for God. Now, doesn't that sound like an addiction? Just as the heart looks for something to drink, the deer looks for something to drink and desires to have it, so does his heart, his own heart. So he panteth after God. That his soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Not just God, the living God. Did you hear that? The living God. My friends, dependencies. You have to realize that if your heart and soul longs for anything else, like they should be longing for God in this scripture, there's a problem. There is a problem. I want you to understand this, my friends. When we depend on relationships, they can leave you. Alcohol and drugs and smoking, they can destroy you. Destructive relationships, oh well. You know where that's heading. Even if it's like sports, popularity, video games, money, finances, possessions, position, whatever your desire is that you're dependent on, it needs to line up on the Psalms 42 test. If you put that desire, I used to preach a sermon called Greatest Possessions. And I used to ask this question when I would preach this. And I would ask, what is your greatest possession? I would take Matthew, we'll go ahead and turn there. We'll turn to Matthew 19, 21 through 22. Now, this is some of the stuff I was going to bring out on Friday on our relationship. But since we got you, I just feel that we should keep going with this. We're going to keep going with it. Amen. All right. Psalms 19, 21, I believe, through 22. Jesus said unto him, if thou will be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. When the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. A lot of preachers will always take that in the context that talks about finances. I like to say that with that finances that he had, if you really look at it, what does finance bring you? What does finances bring you? What brings you a good life? But it also brings you status, stature, position. So for him to get rid of all his wealth, man, he might have been fine with eating a Big Mac instead of a steak. Could have been. Don't know. But would he have been fine with just sitting down and hanging out with the local folk? Would have been fine just talking to normal people, not people of stature? Would he have been okay walking into a room and not taking the room by, oh, I think I have one of those? Forgive me if this doesn't sound right. How did that one sound again? Okay, we need to ban that one. That one wasn't too good. But you know, he goes in and he's not getting the attention that he needs, the attention that is required. But I think that was probably the real root of it. The great possessions would tell you the stature that he was at, the authority that he had. Would he be confident that he can get the stature and authority, or be fine without it? Dependencies, my friend, it's deeper than what we think. It's deeper than the finances. It's to the heart, to the very heart. I've been real adamant these last couple of days to throw in stuff and tell you to challenge what you believe. If you believe a lie, you're going to get a lie's results. If you believe truth, you're going to get God's results. Truth will bring you true results. Remember that. If you try and base your relationship and your friendships and stuff off of lies, well, eventually, you're not going to get nothing but a liar's reward. Amen, my friends. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of these articles that I was reading. I found a couple articles that it was interesting that I know we're not on outreach day, we're not on missions day, but it's very interesting what I found on some of these articles. I want to bring one up if I could. There's a test that they're doing in Los Angeles right now. And this test determines children likely to join gangs. Now, this was on CBN News channel, and it was on CBN.com is where I got this. And Los Angeles officials say a new test may determine which kids could join street gangs. Researchers at USC found 10 factors that may help channel children into becoming members of gangs. The factors are these. Or include these: poor parenting, justifying delinquent behavior, and traumatic events. The findings were used to develop the 74-question survey known as Youth Service Eligibility Test. You know, kids are told that on this test to tell the truth, tell truthful answers and stuff like that. But, you know, depending on how the kid is, you don't know. But the one thing that they all found out, that they really found out, was this: that after they surveyed these kids, that these kids were afraid of arrest and afraid of being taken away from home. And they've been schooled into not being truthful. And it can take even years to get their confidence. So, anyway, if they scored a 4 on factors or more, then they were most likely to join a gang. It is sad, but it comes down to one thing. And one thing you got to realize: if you have the faith of God in you now and you're following God, there are plenty of children that don't have that same luxury. There are plenty of parents that don't stick to the plan to discipline in their children. So if you wonder where all these delinquents are coming from and all these problems are coming from, stems down to this: the role model in the home, the parent in the home, the loving man, loving woman of God in the home. Right there in this study, justifying delinquent behavior. Oh, it's okay. He's just a little mad. He's a good kid. Poor parenting, traumatic events. We can't really hold back the traumatic events, but the poor parenting, it can be fixed. The delinquent behavior, it can be dealt with. Good spanking is all they need. A good spanking is all we want to see. No, I'm playing. It's hard to say, have to spank your kids, but you have to. You have to get after them. You have to show them what's right, what's wrong, stuff like that. Amen. Amen. Well, we got one more article I want to go over. These are kind of funny. I think these are funny. This has been a very popular one on the web right now. And it's basically the Seattle bank teller chases a robber and loses his job. That's kind of crazy. But that's policy. I remember working at grocery stores and stuff when I was growing up, that there's in no way that you should go after the person robbing the place or the person stealing the place. There's designated people to do that. And, of course, those designated people were always on break or doing something else when they were running out the door. This one guy came into the store and had all this meat just stuffed in his pants. And he just had all these steaks and then walked right out the door. We told the designated person, and they did nothing. So this was back 10, 15 years ago, so I'm sure the policies have even gotten strict or more strict then. Well, either way, he understood why he got fired, because he chased this guy several blocks until someone helped that was down there when he was chasing this robber that came into the bank to try and rob the place. Someone helped him nab him. Someone passing by helped him stop him until the police came to arrest him. Now, the funny thing is, you know, you come back, you think you've done a hero's job, and they fire you. Pretty sad. People are getting desperate. Look at the times. Look at the times. People are walking into banks and robbing them. Just like usual, but it's just crazy because this other one's going to tell you. A Walmart lady was actually bitten the other day by an accused shoplifter. Police said, and this is from AP Associated Press, the other one was from Associated Press as well. Kingsport, Tennessee. Police said a Walmart employee was bitten while confronting a customer about shoplifting. Officers said a 44-year-old woman bit the employee on the arm while trying to leave the store's garden center Tuesday. Well, that's the place to go. If you're going to run out of Walmart, just go to the garden center. And then she was stopped because they believed that she was not paying for items that were in her purse. The woman was arrested in charges of theft and assault. Bit you on the arm. For $32 worth of junk. That's crazy. Now you got assault on top of theft. That's crazy. I'm no attorney. Watch a lot of Law and Order and different types of shows like that. But with that assault, that's going to hurt. The theft, $32, wasn't going to get you a bad. Probably a slap on the wrist. Probation, at least. With the assault, that goes into a whole other affair there. Anyway, my friends, I just thought that I'd bring up these stories for you real quick. Give you some ideas of what's going on. Let me play you one more thing about our ministry, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. If you've heard that call sign over the last 5 years, you have heard that through our podcast stations, through stations that we used to be on the air, through radio, regular radio, through terrestrial stations, and now we are on RevMediaNetwork.com. Our address has changed, so when they broadcast our broadcasting, sometimes you hear our old address, which is the 2981 address. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, our address has changed to P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. If you hear this broadcast throughout the day, we're trying to let y'all know that our address has changed. We've had calls and stuff about the new address, so we're trying to get that information to you and to let you know that you are listening to the most influential ministers, and Christian talk show host on here with the original program on RevMediaNetwork.com. Thank you again. God bless you.
Amen. Welcome back, my friends. God bless you. Our address, again, is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our prayer line is 888-241-0768. Again, that number is 888-241-0768. If no one's there to pick up the phone, you can leave a message, and we'll pray for your needs. And that is our prayer hotline, so you can leave a message there, and we'll pray for you. They're checked regularly. And if you look on your browsers, there's a little click button at the bottom of the browser you're looking through, or on the web page that you're viewing our show, there is a click button on there. And that click box is like a little phone. It's blue. Click on it. It asks us for your phone number first. It'll dial you directly. That way you receive a call from it, and it links us up. It's an interesting state-of-the-art program that we're using. And I'm waiting for y'all to call at times, believing we're praying for y'all. But if you don't want prayer on the phone, you can always email us for prayer. You can email me at therev@midwatchatherev.com or david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. I'm known as The Rev. I'm known as David on the Midwatch. Anyway, my friends, that was our third segment that we're going into right now. And usually on the third segment, we do a little bit of the scripture of the day. So I'm going to hold back on the scripture of the day until I'm going to hold back until we get a little bit closer into the fourth segment. But just to talk to you a few minutes, it's amazing. Today's the day of faith. I don't really have a theme song for the faith day. Now, I know my theme song for the relationship day, so my theme song for the faith day, I think, is this one. Let's see how this one sounds. I hope you're hearing. Let's see, where are you at? There you go. All right, let's let it rip and see. Let me lower the volume just a little bit. About believing, my friends. Dependency on God. Having faith on your Creator. It's about mental toughness. Now, I have to fix the ending on that one, but other than that, that was decent. That was decent. That was a pretty good song. So we're going to keep that one for our faith song. We're going to write that right there on my notes. Our faith song. Visions. Okay, that's the type of the name of the song is Visions. My friends, God is awesome. Amen. Today we're talking about dependencies, being dependent on God and on faith. But I want to tell you something that I notice. I don't think anyone's preached over it or taught over it, but something I notice as an athlete, a competitor, someone that's going to always try and strive to do my best when I'm playing sports, but just in life, I want to get the best out of life. Amen? I think those that settle for less need to check themselves. I'll give you two names real quick. Michael Phelps and Lance Armstrong. Now you're going to say, what are these got to do with scripture? Well, I noticed something this past month. Of course, Lance came in third on the Tour de France after not even trying to compete in it for several years, after winning it several times in a row. Michael Phelps lost a world record by another gentleman that was a racer in a different country that was wearing a premier suit, the suit. What did these two guys do at the end of the race? They're not used to losing. Their mentality is to win. Their mentality is to train the hardest and be the best. Break all the records. And it's amazing because these two guys, I don't know if they know each other, but they had the same personality and attitude when it came to the winning and to losing. They just stood there. You can tell in their eyes, both of them, different times, different sports, but they had the same mentality. And that was, I'm not going to lose again. I hate losing. You can see it in their eyes. They weren't used to it. They weren't going to get used to it. And then you can see also that they knew. They knew that they could beat this guy or win that event. I'm telling you, watch out for next year for Armstrong. It's going to be awesome in the Tour de France. Watch him set some crazy records in between. But you can see him train harder and to be stronger. He's probably going to beat all his times that he's had, even at an older age. But you can tell the man's mentality was this: I don't lose. I don't train to lose. You can see that. You can see that in Phelps. It's not just the attention that they get, but it's who they are. No matter what kind of personality, what kind of attention they get, they still got to train. They still got to win the event. And he looked at it and easily, Phelps looked and said, you know what? we'll see this guy on another day when everything's fair, you know? When everybody's in the same swimsuit. The very next week, he beat his arch rival on, I believe, what's called electric finish, when it's so close that it has to rely on the finishing board at the end of who tags first. I don't really watch women, but just reading reports and understanding what I do. And I really think, I really, really, really think, you know, he's seen his explosion out of that water when he won. He pulled his jersey, he pulled his swimsuit forward. And you know what? He's letting him know it was a suit. He broke a record as well. And so did the competitor, his arch rival. He broke a record as well behind him, but still. I think these athletes have the same mentality that we need to all have, and that is we don't lose. We don't lose in life. Our faith has to be encouraged. Our faith has to be, I'm going to make this. I'm going to do it. It's not going to be hard. I can make this happen. So what do you say to those that never win before? Those that have never won. You keep training. You keep running. You keep doing what you got to do to get that win. You will not be disappointed. Let me read right here. You heard me say it earlier. I'm going to read it to you. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according, who are called according to his purpose. My friends, I want you to realize that you are called to win souls, but you're also called to have a victorious life. Has it been hard getting through life? Have you felt yourself dependent on other people? Have you felt yourself not getting where you need to get? Well, my friends, you have to realize you are the person, the only person that is responsible for your dependencies, for your affections, that God has given you everything you need in the Word of God. He has. It's up to you to decide if you're going to use this or not. If you're going to go and be effective, it's up to you. It's up to you. We're going to play a quick promotion about Revelation Ministries, our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Yanis, host of Midwatch with the Rev, and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here at Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com. You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you for tuning in. God bless you for taking the time during your day. Well, I want to let you know I just put up a new website. It's called My Military Life and the Power of God. You can find it and through .com, militarylifeandthepowerofgod.com. Almost had a brain fart there. But also, it's not on our list here. I have a list of all our websites, but it is also called militaryrecruitbook.com. And get this. The reason I put that is it is a book for those that are going into the military and stuff. It gives you some light, fun stories about my life when I was in the military, my faith in God. But it's also a good book about recruiting your own self to God and staying with God. I was called to two missions at that time, one to serve God, the other to serve the military. And it's also good for people leaving to go to college and stuff. Great book for that. It's an awesome book. It was my first book I wrote, so it's kind of a rough edit on there. We're redoing some of it. We're going to relaunch it under the name of The Recruit, and or I'll relaunch it under the same name and just add some stuff to it. But this website's going to be awesome. It's going to have different things for military families, helplines, counseling, have a church finder. I want to have a church finder on there and have whatever else that help people. Functions, updates, stuff like that. That way they know when they're in a different country or a different city that there is godly people that are interested in making sure that they have a blessed and blessed day. So my friends, I just wanted to let you know the title of that is Military Recruit Book or My Military Life and the Power of God.com. And you can understand why I put Military Recruit Book, because that's a real long, long title. Deal with. Well, it's time for our scripture of the day. And the scripture of the day is this, my friends. 1 Corinthians 3:13. If we can turn to 1 Corinthians 3:13. And I can't find 1 Corinthians 3:13. So excuse me for a minute. Oh, I have it written down. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Let me get you straight from the Bible itself. That was me writing it down earlier, but I can't seem to find. My Bible thumbs are gone today. All right, hold on. There was only one book over. I'm horrible. I'm really quick at this, but I was messing with something else at the same time. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So what is the Word of God saying right there, my friends? The Word of God is saying this, and it's saying that you have to hold on. That if you put something together, if your life has been put together, if your marriage has been put together, if everything in your life has been put together, it will be tried by fire. Whether it's persecution or God's holy fire, it will see the true intent of the relationship, the true intent of the church, the true intent of your business, the true intent of everything that you have. It's going to tell us where your heart is. It's going to tell us if Christ is in your work. But it's also going to test you, my friends. It's going to test you to see if you will hold on no matter what. If you really built, if I built this station, if I built this ministry and I put it all in God's hands, and all my efforts and all my life, it's going to be exposed. Anything that's not God is going to be brought forward today or tomorrow. So my friends, for you to understand this is this. Anything you do, anything in relationship, business, and life, in church even, and where you go worship, it will be tried by fire. It will be challenged. It will be looked at and scrutinized by the Spirit of the living God. Will your relationships pass that scrutiny? Will your church pass that scrutiny? Well, how you act and how you treat people, pass that scrutiny. Amen, my friends. Amen. That was the scripture of the day. I want to see if y'all are paying attention. So I like playing music. I like giving you sound effects. I like playing around and making it fun for us, because this is the Word of God and it needs to be brought out that the Word of God is fun. That being a Christian is fun. Amen. We got a couple of more stories I want to talk about. We have about 8 minutes left on the show, so I want to just give you a couple more articles that I looked at that I thought that you'd be interested in. And I find a lot of interesting stuff. I find a lot of good stories in there, a lot of good information in there. This one's hilarious. Now, you thought the other one with the Walmart biting someone was hilarious. This one was definitely hilarious. Let's see, where is it at? Here it goes. I want you to crack up with me on this one. Man's fetish charged with stealing eyeglasses. Have you seen that? It's Associated Press. It was reported on Monday of last week. In Milwaukee, an Illinois man was accused of stealing more than $45,000 worth of eyeglasses from suburban Milwaukee stores because he enjoys being around eyewear. This man was charged with 3 counts of armed robbery and 1 count of fleeing an officer. The charges carry a maximum penalty of more than 120 years of prison time and $310,000 in fines. Now, what did I tell you about your dependencies? This lines up with your dependencies really well, doesn't it? This man's dependency on eyeglasses, eyewear. People can get addicted to the craziest things out there. So you're not too messed up. I'm not too messed up. Praise God. But people can get addicted to the craziest things. The craziest acts of lunacy. So this guy basically was going from store to store ripping them off of eyewear. And he quoted, he really likes to be around glasses. They say he took more than 500 pairs of high-end glasses, including Prada and Gucci. But he never took any cash. They said that he also just tries them on in front of a mirror and then discards them. Now, there's sexual addictions, but I've never heard of an addiction for glasses. But it's a fetish. It's a fetish. Dependencies, it's a fetish. It's something that he desires to have. Something he gets enjoyment out of. It's amazing. It's amazing. People out there today doing some crazy stuff, biting Walmart people, taking glasses, $310,000, $45,000 worth of glasses, $310,000 fine, and 120 years in prison. Wow. Not worth it, my friends. Don't let me be at the Eye Masters or TSO or wherever and see you running off with glasses. It's something that the guy has problems. He has deeper issues as well. I can break it all down for you. But I won't. Stay that for another show. Got about 4 minutes left here. Want to give you some information of what we've been doing in the ministry. Amen. We have a unique opportunity, and I'm praying over it, and I think that we're going to most likely do it. That's where I'm leaning to. I'm leaning to doing this new thing that we're going to be doing. And that is starting a Bible college in India. You've heard on Mission Thursdays that I used to do a lot of ministry out there. Well, my brother in the Lord that is from India and has family out there and that are constantly supporting out there has given us some ideas, and right now to partner with him. He's already starting a college and needs the help to get it going and to make it bigger. It's called Discipleship Training Center in Orissa State, and we're going to be a part of it. We're going to make a commitment to sponsor 15 students a month. That's $300. And we're going to believe that we can triple that sponsorship in the next year. But we're believing that we're going to raise that money for them, and as well as bring in gifts and out of our own income that we bring in to help as well. So that's what this ministry is about, Revelation Ministries. I know you see all these names and all these titles, and you're probably like, what do they do? Well, we're Revelation Ministries. We believe in evangelizing through all means possible in media, broadcasting, books, and preaching. It's what we do. My pastor is Pastor David Hope of Metro Church in Atascocita. It's Atascocita, Texas, just outside of Humble, just outside of Houston. We do everything from books to broadcasting radio shows, and eventually we're going to start broadcasting our television shows in a few weeks. We have several websites out there that have archives of all our shows in the last 5 years. We do everything. We're going to reintroduce this next fall, something that I think that was very popular back about 5 years ago. And they're basically called faith cookies. They're scriptures with fortunes, but they're not fortunes. The scriptures in them. And it's like our slogan is, a scripture is worth a thousand fortunes. And you can get those at faithcookies.com when we get that up pretty soon. I'm probably going to put that together this week. So we're doing a lot of things. I just want to let you know that pray for us. Think about supporting and helping with the ministry as well. We have a giving page. You can give at any level. We have the guest level at $25, engineer level at $35, host level at $45. $45. Then you got the producer's level at $55, and then you got the network level at $65. But you can give anything you want anywhere on your browser. There's a donation screen. You can help us. You can bless us. That'll be a blessing. This all costs to put together. Costs for equipment. Costs for the broadcasting and everything. Anyway, my friends, I want to tell you that I had a great time with you this afternoon, and that I hope to see you soon again, as early as tomorrow at 2 o'clock. See you around your computers, you're around the internet, or you can get me on your iPods, and you can also get me on your PSP. We have several people listening through PSP as well. God bless you, my friends. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. Oh,